Chapter 21. Change the subject, and let him down easy, but get stuck, and don't see no way, and before you can pull your mind together and do something, that silence has got in, and spread itself, and done the business. I was embarrassed, Jimmy was embarrassed, and neither of us couldn't say a word. Well, Tommy glowered at me a minute, and says, "Come, out with it. What do you think?" I says, "Tom Sawyer, you don't believe that, yourself." "What's the reason I don't? What's to hinder me?" "There's one thing to hinder you. It couldn't happen, that's all." "What's the reason it couldn't happen?" "You tell me the reason it could happen." "This balloon is a good enough reason it could happen, I should reckon." "Why is it? Why is it? I never saw such an idiot. Ain't this balloon and the bronze horse the same thing under different names?" "No, they're not. One is a balloon and the other's a horse. It's very different. Next you'll be saying a house and a cow is the same thing. By Jackson, Huck's got a maggin. They ain't no wigglin' out or dat." "Shut your head, Jim. You don't know what you're talking about. And Huck don't. Look here, Huck, I'll make it plain to you, so you can understand. You see, it ain't the mere form that's got anything to do with their being similar or unsimilar, it's the principle involved. And the principle is the same in both. Don't you see, now?" I turned it over in my mind, and says, "Tom, it ain't no use. Principles is all very well, but they don't get around that one big fact, that the thing that a balloon can do ain't no sort of proof of what a horse can do." "Shucks, Huck, you don't get the idea at all. Now look here a minute, it's perfectly plain. Don't we fly through the air?" "Yes." "Very well. Don't we fly high or fly low, just as we please?" "Yes." "Don't we steer whichever way we want to?" "Yes." "And don't we land when and where we please?"
"Yes."
"How do we move the balloon and steer it?" "By touching the buttons." "Now I reckon the thing is clear to you at last. In the other case the moving and steering was done by turning a peg. We touch a button, the prince turned a peg. There ain't an atom of difference, you see. I knowed I could get it through your head, if I stuck to it long enough." He felt so happy he begun to whistle. But me and Jim was silent, so he broke off surprised, and says, "Looky here, Huck Finn, don't you see it yet?" I says, "Tom Sawyer, I want to ask you some questions." "Go ahead," he says, and I see Jim chirk up to listen. "As I understand it, the whole thing is in the buttons, and the peg, the rest ain't of no consequence. A button is one shape, a peg is another shape, but that ain't any matter?" "No, that ain't any matter, as long as they've both got the same power." "All right, then. What is the power that's in a candle and in a match?" "It's the fire." "It's the same in both, then?" "Yes, just the same in both." "All right. Suppose I set fire to a carpenter shop with a match, what will happen to that carpenter shop?" "She'll burn up." "And suppose I set fire to this pyramid with a candle, will she burn up?" "Of course she won't." "All right. Now the fire's the same, both times. Why does the shop burn, and the pyramid don't?" "Because the pyramid can't burn." "Aha. And a horse can't fly." "My land, if Huck ain't got a maggin. Huck's landed him high and dry this time, I tell you. It's the smartest trap I ever see a body walk inter NFI, but Jim was so full of laugh he got to strangling, and couldn't go on, and Tom was that mad to see how neat I had floored him, and turned his own argument agin him, and knocked him all to rags and flinders with it, that all he could manage to say was that whenever he heard me and Jim tried to argue it made him ashamed of the human race. I never said nothing, I was feeling pretty well satisfied. When I have got the best of a person that way, it ain't my way to go around crowing about it the way some people does, for I consider that, if I was in his place I wouldn't wish him to crow over me. It's better to be generous, that's what I think. Gutenberg Edition. End of chapter.